Elected officials from local municipalities such as the city of Ann Arbor and Scioto Township spent over 2 hours discussing the possibility of a Superfund site. They, along with about 125 residents, listened closely as Acting Superfund Deputy Director from EPA Region 5, Joan Tanaka, discussed a possible timeline to be considered for designation. She says the EPA has already conducted a preliminary assessment of the plume that revealed conservative assumptions that the contamination is bad.
From the preliminary assessment, which is done, to actually getting just on the national priorities list to allow us to evaluate it would be a number of years. Okay, so preliminary assessment's been done. I actually have a pre-remedial coordinator if you really want to get into the details of what we have to do, but it would probably be about 3 more years before we would propose the site, and that is the timing of proposal is dictated by EPA headquarters. Sometimes they do it a couple times a year, sometimes they do it once a year. We really can't predict. Then you put it out for public comment, and then if the comments are substantial, it could take another year before it's final on the NPL.
Tanaka said if, and that's a big if, the 1,4-dioxane plume is considered for a Superfund site, another lengthy process then takes place, and it starts with a study. It would involve the polluter, Gelman Sciences.
Our goal is to get Gelman's the responsible party, to get the responsible party to do that study. So that study defines the contamination and then evaluates options for cleaning it up. So they would be writing that study with EPA oversight. EPA makes the decision what the cleanup plan is. We make it in close coordination with our state partners, and we also take into consideration public input on our decision.
Ann Arbor resident Moshkan Sababi Esfahani attended the community meeting at the Washtenaw Learning Resource Center. She's concerned that too many people are being exposed to contaminated water.
This road to Superfund is a dead end. At best, they can get around, even if you are on the list, it will take 30 years for them to clean it up. She cannot be any clearer than that. She's telling us, every step, no, no, lots of time, no, no. So we have got to Ann Arbor to put the shovel in the ground and start cleaning it up right now.
Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor said he found the meeting to be productive.
The site is tremendously complex. It's deep, it's shallow, it has sandy soil and clay soil. It ranges over miles at different slopes and different concentrations. I don't think anybody's under any illusion that it'll be cleaned up quickly.
Washtenaw County Board Commissioner Jason Morgan also took part in the meeting.
I am frustrated a bit that the EPA is not able to give us more concrete answers, but it's my belief that they have thorough information about the site and they have thorough information about what remedial options are available and that we could move quicker. I wish they would give us more clarity on those timelines rather than a range of 3 to 30 years. But this is still a helpful conversation to get us towards an answer that we need to get towards.
The city of Ann Arbor, Scioto Township, Washtenaw County, and the Huron River Watershed Council have filed a lawsuit against Gelman Sciences to get them to clean up the site. That is another option that's being considered to address the 1,4-dioxane plume. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.